on my way home. Thursday was a very early start at work, followed by a work Christmas party, followed by an after party, and then get soaked again. Friday, out with friends, realised I had to prepare actually for messy church. Thankfully, I was driving that time, no chance of me getting soaked. Twice was already enough that week. Oh, and in between, I happened also to work full-time in central London. I wonder who might have had a similar week like this. And what have you been doing? Like Mary, we sometimes feel overwhelmed, especially during the lead-up of Christmas. And I'm hoping I can engage a little bit the children here, but maybe you have noticed that all these activities that you have all just been doing had something in common. And that is to take some time out, and you might have even stopped. If you joined in the quiet space, was there anybody in the quiet space today? Fabulous. So if you were in the quiet space, you might have learned that God is interested in every part of Christmas, including how we sometimes worry about getting ready every day. And if you made some bath salts, made anybody some bath salts here? Do you want to lift up your jar? Let us have a look at it, if you make some bath salts. Oh, fabulous. Don't they look just absolutely beautiful? So if you make some bath salts, why not give them to a loved one? Your mum, your dad, or a friend, or anyone that you care about, so that they can take some time out to think about God. Life, the universe, everything really. And if you were in the discussion corner, we had a number of people in the discussion corner. Anybody want to raise their hands? Thank you. If you were in the discussion corner, you might have learned something new from the Bible. And any of you who were working on a wreath, you might have thought about what you're looking forward to about Christmas and what's stressing you out already. Remember, God is interested in making these things easier for you. And if you've helped to restore a wooden chair, if you all would like to turn around, there's a beautiful wooden chair there. Anybody help with creative helping with a wooden chair? Oh, a number of people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Amazing. So if you help with a wooden chair, you might have been prompted how Joseph was a carpenter, and how he would have been making things out of wood, and how Jesus would have learned from him growing up. Maybe there's a person in your life that you're learning from as you are growing up. It does not always do you have to be a parent or a relative. It could be a good friend. And if you did the stockings, did anybody do the stockings? Oh, fabulous. So we have a number of people who kind of went to all the stations. That's awesome. Your anticipation to the run-up of Christmas might have increased even more. And maybe you thought how Mary might have felt waiting for her baby to be born. Mary felt stressed and so tired. We have just heard how she was saying that there's so much to do to get ready for the journey. She wondered how will she cope with it all. And for you young people, does it sound familiar to you? Have you been very busy to the lead-up of Christmas with carol services and performance at schools and so forth? Advent is a special time of the year where we're getting ready for Christmas. There might be things that we need to clear out in our lives and things to make. It's a very busy time for all of us, young and old. And just as Mary and Joseph had so much to get ready for Jesus' birth, we are getting ready for Jesus' birth. And as we are getting ready for Christmas, how about we show God how special we think he is by taking time out and by making space for him in all this busyness of this year?